Hello and welcome. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. Today I would like to speak to you about wisdom. Two types of wisdom. There is first godly wisdom, and then there is human wisdom, the wisdom of this world. And I want us to have a look at what the scriptures have to say about wisdom. When Jesus began his ministry, he would walk into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and he would begin to teach. In Mark chapter 6, verse 2, it says, "When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and the many listeners were astonished, saying, 'Where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to him? And such miracles as these performed by his hands?' They had never heard anyone speak with such wisdom. They were astonished. And so Jesus began to show us that God's wisdom is far greater than the wisdom of man. If this is the wisdom of God, then what is the wisdom of man, the wisdom of this world? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19 gives us the answer. "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. For it is written, 'He is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness.'" So when God looks at man's wisdom, he says, "This is foolishness before me." The book of Daniel gives us a great contrast between the wisdom of man and the wisdom of God. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 3, the king has ordered the chief of his officials to bring in some of the sons of Israel, including some of the royal family and of the nobles. Israel at this time has been taken into captivity. The king of Babylon came and fought against Jerusalem, laid siege, and took it captive. He took back with him a remnant of Israel back to Babylon. And here we find the king now setting aside some of the sons of Israel, including the nobles and royal family. Verse 4 goes on to say that they were to be youths in whom was no defect, who were good-looking, showing intelligence in every branch of wisdom, endowed with understanding and discerning knowledge, and who had ability for serving the king, serving in the king's court. And he ordered him to teach them the literature and language of the Chaldeans. You might say he was looking for those who were well educated, those whom he could bring into his palace. He would teach them the ways of the Chaldeans, and they were then to enter into the king's personal service. They would receive a daily ration from the king's choice food and from the wine which he drank. And he appointed that they should be educated for 3 years. And at the end of the 3 years, they were to enter into the king's personal service. They were to be given the best food, the best wine, and they were to be educated. They were to be given the best of education for 3 years. For 3 years, they would eat of the best. They would receive the best education that they could offer. And this education was to prepare these men to be the king's personal advisors. Does this not sound familiar with our culture today? We place such a great importance upon education. We rely upon education to make us wise. But as we read the story, we discover that wisdom, godly wisdom, does not come from education. There were four young men from the sons of Judah, Daniel was one of them, who were to go through this education process. However, these four men said to the official over them, "We do not want to eat the king's choice food." But they asked that they be given vegetables only. The king's menu probably included food which was unclean for the Hebrew. In verse 8 it says, "But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials." Daniel and his friends made a decision that they would not defile themselves with the food, with the king's food. They chose to be obedient to their God. They chose to honor God and refused the food given by the king. So they were given a test, a 10-day test. At the end of the 10 days, they were to prove that they were in as good health as all the others who were eating the king's food. And we see in verse 15 it says, "At the end of 10 days, their appearance seemed better, and they were fatter than all the youths who had been eating the king's choice food." And verse 17 goes on to say, "As for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of literature and wisdom. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams." God honored their decision, and he blessed them. He blessed them with a wisdom beyond their years, with a wisdom far greater than any wisdom known to man at that time. At the end of the 3 years, they were presented before the king. And verse 19 says, "The king talked with them, and out of them all, not one was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah." So they entered the king's personal service. "As for every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and conjurers who were in all his realm." And here we have a contrast between human wisdom and godly wisdom. Human wisdom, as far as the king was concerned, came from spending 3 years learning, obtaining the best education that they could receive. But Daniel committed his way to God. He refused to compromise. He refused to accept the ways of the world. He refused to trust in the ways of the world. He acknowledged that there was one greater than all the knowledge, all the wisdom that could be found in the Chaldeans. Unfortunately, in today's world, we are not taught, we are not encouraged to seek the wisdom of God. But all too often, we rely upon ourselves. We rely upon our own wisdom. We rely upon the education we have received to make us wise. But we can clearly see from this story that there is a wisdom. There is a wisdom which we can seek, which is far greater than the wisdom of this world. And we find this wisdom in Christ Jesus our Lord. For whenever he spoke, the listeners would marvel at the wisdom and the miracles which he performed. Daniel went on to serve the king as his personal advisor. And the wise men of the Chaldeans could not keep up with Daniel. They could not compare with Daniel's wisdom. because God's hand was upon Daniel. It was God's wisdom flowing through Daniel. God never intended for man to live out of his own human worldly wisdom. Man was created in the image of God. In the image and likeness of God was he created. We were meant to live in the image of God. That included living out of his wisdom. Jesus has today, by his ministry on the cross, restored the wisdom of God to those who would put their trust in him, to those who would call upon him, to those who would believe in him. We have access to the wisdom of God. For in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, it says, "But by his doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption." Christ is now our wisdom. Perhaps today you are a well-educated person, which is well and good. But do you put your trust in your education to guide you through life? Do you rely upon your own wisdom to make the best decision possible? James chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Ask of God, who gives it to all generously and without reproach. This is the desire of God's heart, that we rely upon him, that we trust him for everything. We call upon his name, that we entrust our lives to his wisdom. Daniel was given a much higher position than the Chaldean wise men. The king came to trust Daniel more than his own people. Why? Because of the wisdom of God. And we as believers need to understand that as a believer, we are a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." When we come to Christ, we become a new creature. We are completely new. God has made us completely new. And the old things have passed away. The old way of thinking has passed away. The old wisdom, human, worldly wisdom, has passed away. Why? Because behold, new things have come. The wisdom of God has come. Open your heart and receive the wisdom of God. Walk in his wisdom in this life. We are living in a time when we need the wisdom of God in our lives. Do not rely upon your knowledge, upon your learning, upon your studies to be made wise, because true wisdom comes from God. Seek his wisdom, seek his life, seek his forgiveness. We are a new creature. We are different now, because our faith is not to rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Call upon Jesus and ask him for his wisdom. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this week's teaching. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. And until we meet again, have a blessed week.